a day's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, what part of the state you're in. We welcome you on this Wind Down Wednesday to the OPT Network. Can you believe it? The week is winding down. We're already in the middle of the week. Yes, it's Wind Down Wednesday. I hope your week is off to a great start. Ours certainly is. And as always, as we get our morning started, you know, I said this yesterday, and I think it, even if I say it or not, every single morning, I see something, some event that encourages me to encourage each of us to stay engaged as we're traveling in the morning. Well, this morning, as we were traveling, we took a little bit of a different route in this morning in our neighborhood. And you know how I tell you every single morning to be mindful about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Well, this morning, as we were driving through, school kids waiting for the school bus in the middle of the street. I mean, literally not paying attention at all. And for many of us that are so hurried in the morning and trying to get there, that's a problem. So this is what I want to do next. I want to encourage parents, especially those parents that are leaving their kids at bus stops unattended, waiting for the school bus. I know it's one of those necessary things that we just have to do. We may not like it, but we have got to encourage our kids to stay on the side of the road. Sometimes people are so unengaged in the morning, so one-dimensional, trying to get where they've got to go, that they may not be paying attention. So let's encourage our kids to stay in a safe area as they're waiting for the bus. Also, we want to encourage you, make sure you're slowing down, especially through those residential areas where kids are standing out waiting for buses. Make sure that you're slowing through those school zones, and make sure that you've given yourself enough time so that you don't have this issue. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers to make sure that our kids get there safely. It's a reminder that is worth reminding you and us about every single morning. So if that's you and you're traveling in, I would encourage you to put that cell phone down, stop texting, stop answering those emails, and just tune in to where you are at the moment you're there, if you're taking your kids to school, it's a great time to fellowship with them, get their minds started and acclimated in the right way. And for us, we pray every single morning before we drop off to school, just to make sure that we're putting the word in there and making sure that we're covering our kids. You know, we send our kids to school every single day and we hope for the very best. But with the world changing as it has, you never know. So these are some of the important things that we should all consider in the morning. Y'all, it's 7:40. We have got an incredible show on point. And I'm going to tell you just a little bit before we go to break what we're going to be talking about. It's something that's probably important to every single woman. Do I have time or do I need to take a break? Okay, let me do this. Let me take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:52 a.m. Central Standard, 8:52 Eastern. Of course, today is Wind Down Wednesday. We hope that you are off to a great start. And just as a reminder, once again, we want to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m., so make sure that you steer clear of our children's rear. Now, switching gears this morning, I'm super excited about this morning's conversation, and I bet you will be too. And let me tell you why. If you and your legs have become less appealing, or your legs, over the years from aging, from pregnancy, from weight gain, from standing for long periods, or just simply your genetics, and you're no longer comfortable wearing those fashionable clothes that reveal just a little leg, then chances are you are among the two-thirds of American women that are aged 50 and above dealing with the cosmetic nuisance of varicose veins. Now, one source estimated that 41% of women between the ages of 40 and 50 years old suffer from varicose veins. Now, men age 40, only a 24% risk, but by the time women reach the age of 70, 72% of women will have developed varicose veins. And this morning, that's what's on point. Our guest is Dr. Chris LeGraze. He's certified by the American Board of Vascular Surgery and has completed a fellowship in vascular surgery at the prestigious North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System in New York. With more than a decade of experience, he is formally trained in peripheral vascular and endovascular disease, aortic aneurysms, and aortic stent grafts, venous disease, plus a lot more. Dr. Chris LeGraze joins us from Lafayette, Louisiana this morning. He is from Acadia Vascular Center. Dr. LeGraze, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is a mouthful, to say the least. Dr. LeGraze, I want to start with what varicose veins are medically. We know what they look like. We're familiar with the term, but medically, what does that mean?
Varicose veins are essentially veins gone bad. They develop because of abnormal flow in the veins in the lower legs. The blood is supposed to be flowing back to the heart, and there are special little valves inside of the veins that keep it going the right direction. Well, sometimes from genetics or childbirth or other reasons, these valves don't work properly, and the blood flows backwards, and these little veins start to pressurize and bulge up.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of women are facing that. And when I looked at the statistics, many women, they say around 40, but for some women, it can start earlier. And it's a concern, and I called it a cosmetic nuisance. But many people are dealing with the issue of varicose veins, i.e. spider veins. Now, is there a difference in varicose veins and spider veins?
Well, there's at the bottom of it, they're about the same because they're both veins that are not working properly. The difference is that the spider veins are very small, tiny, what we call reticular veins, right at the skin level. They look like little wisps of hair, whereas varicose veins are big, bulgy veins that almost look like a sack of worms.
Mm.
The second difference is that the varicose veins can hurt.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so for those people that are dealing with varicose veins and are trying to figure out, you know, if there's something that they can do about them, but even more importantly than that, for the cosmetics of just not wanting to have that blue and purple ugliness on your legs, it can also create health issues. Let's talk about that.
Well, for many people, varicose veins are, like you said, just cosmetic. They're asymptomatic. But as they progress, patients can start to initially have symptoms that consist of burning, aching, itching, throbbing, heaviness, or just fatigue. A lot of people think this is just a normal process of aging and don't really attribute it to their veins at all.
And so is it a normal part of aging? Because, you know, as I was looking at it and even looking at my own legs, many women do have it. Are we the ones that don't have it? Are they the exception and not the rule? Will we all at some point have it, or do we know?
No, I think that's still to be determined. There's a lot of things that cause it. We think that hormones may play a role in it. We know that women when they're pregnant are more likely to have worsening of their veins because of the baby laying in a certain way in the belly and the fluids that women retain when they're pregnant. I think all those things have an effect, and it's probably why women are more symptomatic with these veins.
Right. And so what can we do, and at what point can we start to treat these veins, and can they be removed? Can they be rid? Can we rid ourselves of not only spider veins but varicose veins?
Well, to answer the first part, as far as what can you do, well, that's a tough question. Some people advocate wearing the support stockings and think that that helps decrease the veins from developing or progressing.
And do we know if they really work?
That's a good question. I don't know, and I have a hard time convincing anybody in South Louisiana to wear stockings.
Exactly, in this heat. And they're not just stockings. They are thick stockings.
Yeah, nurse ratchet.
So we're really not sure if they work at all, but that is an option.
Well, they definitely help at alleviating some of the pain. They squeeze the legs, and they help push the blood back to the heart and decrease the blood from kind of pooling in the lower legs. And so that does help alleviate the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely help with the pain. I'm not sure that they prevent the veins from developing, but they certainly help with the symptoms.
And so if you are a woman that is listening this morning and they're saying, that's me. It may not have progressed to the point where they're bulging. Some of the pictures that I've seen where they're bulging out and they're really, really bad and have become painful. And they may be. Or they're at the stage of, I'm starting to see them and I want to know how I can get rid of them. What do we say to those women?
Well, most women that come to me to have these fixed have had these for a long time. And I usually tell patients it's kind of like when you walk and you get a pebble in your shoe. You can put up with it for a while until you're just so annoyed that you don't care if you're in the middle of a sidewalk, you have to take your shoe off.
Exactly.
And so most of the time, people have been kind of dealing with these veins for a while. But there certainly are treatments that we do that are minimally invasive that patients do really, really well from.
And let's talk about that treatment.
Well, the old days, the only treatment for this was a procedure called stripping, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. It basically involved physically ripping the vein out of the leg.
Wow.
I remember seeing it as a resident and thinking, oh my God, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, we've developed several techniques for doing what's called endovenous vein treatment, or endovenous therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what we do is we go within the vein, similar to the way that you would do in an angiogram, and we run a special catheter.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, so
sure.
Break that down so that people really understand what that means, because that sounds, on its face, that sounds invasive. Let's break that down to what that really means.
Well, sure. So what we do is when the patient's on the table in our treatment room, we use local anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to use a tiny needle to actually get into the vein like you would place an IV. And then through that, we can run a tiny wire, and that wire holds our position inside the vein. And then over that wire, or next to the wire, we can run catheters inside the vein. And these are the catheters that we use to treat the vein.
Wow. Now, is this painful?
Well, the short answer is not really. The worst part of the procedure is the actual lidocaine part itself. That always burns no matter what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, the procedure is relatively painless.
And so how is it that this procedure helps to, does it literally remove, you know, those ugly veins that we're seeing? How does it help in removing or treating the vein?
Well, the way that this procedure works is the vein that we treat is the vein that doesn't have the valves like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of physically, stripping it or removing it, what we do is we sort of cauterize it in place. So with this catheter, the tip will heat up, and as we pull it back, it causes the vein to contract. And by doing that, the vein essentially disappears. The
wow.
blood that was flowing through that vein in the wrong direction automatically gets diverted through the healthy veins back to the heart. And so all those big varicose veins in the lower leg that were being pressurized now have no pressure on them, and the blood flows easily back to the heart.
Wow. So when you do that, the vein, I heard the word disappear. So that vein just dissipates?
Well, it's the reason why patients are seeing it is because it's being blown up like a balloon. If
mm-hmm.
you can imagine those circus balloons that the clown will blow
mm-hmm.
into funny shapes.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the balloon before they blow it up, it almost looks like nothing. But when it's pressurized, it blows up into a sword or a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with these veins in the legs. When they're pressurized, they become very, very big. But when the pressure is relieved, they go back to almost normal size.
Wow. And so how long does it take for that vein? Does it instantly go back to its normal size?
After the procedure, it instantly seals off. It takes about anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months for the process to progress where it really starts to close off. And usually by 6 months, if we ever try to look for it with an ultrasound, we can hardly find it.
Wow. And so now if you're prone to having these big blue veins that we all know about, what's going to prevent that from happening on another part of your leg or happening again? Is there sort of a preventive measure that we can use so that it doesn't continue?
Well, that's a good question. There's really not. We had talked about wearing stockings a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but one of the problems is that some of these veins are just prone to developing problems, and we do have a few percent of patients, maybe 3 out of 100, would come back after a couple of years and say, "Well, I have a new vein that's developed," and it's usually not the same vein that
mm-hmm.
we treated, but rather a different vein that has, subsequently,
mm-hmm.
Gotten larger and had abnormal flow.
And so for those women, and I can hear them saying, I've got several veins. I got to get a break here, doctor, but when we come back, we want to talk about those women that have lots of vein problems and if they are going to be candidates for this new procedure that is going to help to change their lives. Hey, everybody, stay with us. You're on point. We've got to take a break here, but we'll be back with more after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:09 Eastern. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. McDonald's of Alexandria, also Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And don't forget about Sinlaw Area Agent Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We encourage you to share today and shape tomorrow. The number to phone for more information, 318-484-2260. Now, if you're just joining us on the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Dr. Christopher LaGraze. He is from Acadiana Vascular Center, Vascular and Endovascular Surgery, and we're talking about varicose veins. And during the break, Dr. LaGraze and I were talking about this issue with women and the fact that if you have varicose veins and if you've started the process, they really don't get better. They really don't go away, do they, Dr. LaGraze, over time? They just simply seem to worsen.
Yeah. Patients with varicose veins, there's nothing that really causes them to go away. Occasionally, if you have it just related to a pregnancy, maybe after the pregnancy, they'll decrease in size. But more often than not, they get worse.
Right. And for me, in pregnancy, you know, hardly anything went away. So I don't know if I'm the exception and not the rule. But for a lot of women, they still struggle with that. But I wanna jump back to the treatment that we were talking about before the break, the endovenous ablation. And for those people that are saying, Dr. LaGraze, you're talking to me, I have those big veins, those big dark veins that are unattractive, and I have symptoms like heaviness and swelling and burning and itching and achiness, let's talk about how those people can look at getting treatment, because insurance does cover it.
That's correct. If patients are having progressive symptoms in their legs, just like you described, and those are usually, you know, patients who will usually complain of symptoms at the end of the day with prolonged standing on their feet all day. Those patients are certainly candidates for having that fixed, and a lot of insurance coverages and even Medicare will cover that.
Okay, Medicare will cover that. Now, for women that are saying, you know what, and I'm one of those women as well, that we wear high heels daily and we're standing daily and have this issue. So what do we need to do in order to start the conversation with you, Dr. LaGraze?
Well, you know, usually we'll, after meeting the patients and talking about their symptoms and determining that the symptoms they have do sound like symptoms of varicose veins, well, then the next thing we usually do is an ultrasound. And the ultrasound is key for looking at the veins and determining which veins are working properly and which veins have those floppy valves.
Mm-hmm. And so when you do the ultrasound, you're able to determine which is which.
Right, because in the old days, we didn't understand this disease quite as much, and doctors would often strip one major vein, but it wasn't always the right one. And so if you strip the wrong one, well, the veins would still be persistent, and they wouldn't go away.
Uh-huh. I said, oops, you stripped the wrong one.
Right. Well, with our advances in ultrasound technology and understand this disease, we can look in and find exactly which is the healthy vein, which is the abnormal vein, and treat the appropriate one.
Now, I'm looking at the before and after, and the results are absolutely almost unbelievable. You know, how can this procedure create a leg that looks like it did when it was 20 years old?
Well, I'm going to tell you, not only does it look better, it feels so much better, too.
Wow.
Patients, a lot of times, will come in for cosmetic treatment, and afterwards they'll tell me, you know, I didn't realize how bad my legs really hurt. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was part of getting old.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm glad we're having this conversation, Dr. LaGraze, because, yes, we're going to age if we live, but there are things that we can do that our insurance and Medicare will pay for that will not only help us to look better, but help us to feel better. Now, talk about the procedure and how long it takes and what happens after the procedure.
Well, I'll tell you, the procedure is really, really straightforward. Patients will usually come in the mornings. We usually give them some medicine by mouth to make them relax.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them into the procedure room. Patients will be awake, and it seems scary, but you know, we have nice, calm, soothing music, and it's mm-hmm. a very nice atmosphere.
And they're probably draped as well, aren't they, doctor?
Oh yeah, it's a real procedure for
mm-hmm.
sure. A lot of times when we first started out doing this, we used heavy sedation for patients, and yeah, you know, the problem with that is that afterwards they feel very groggy, mm-hmm. sick, and nauseous. So we're able to do this effectively and not have any of those afterwards side effects. The procedure takes about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we start off by cleaning the leg, and then we use the ultrasound to find the bad vein. We do our treatment of the vein, which is basically sticking a small needle into the vein and then running that special catheter we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
As we pull the catheter back, it causes the vein to close shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. You're left with one small tiny puncture and a little butterfly tape on the skin. We wrap up the leg, and afterwards you can actually walk out of the office.
Wow. So after the procedure, you can literally get up and walk out of the office.
That's correct.
Okay, so what is the healing time?
Well, you know, usually we do this on Fridays, and patients can take the weekend to recover. Usually we advocate a lot of exercise and walking the next day. The most severe complication, but not very common, is a blood clot. And we find the patients that are laying around and not moving
mm-hmm.
are more at risk for that. And so I'm adamant about getting my patients up and active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we've got a caller, Dr. LeGraze, that wants to know if you do the venous closure. First of all, tell us what that is.
Well, there's a lot of different terms for this procedure, but they're all pretty much the same. There are two different types of catheters that we use. One is a laser fiber that uses laser energy to create heat, and the second is the venous, V-N-U-S, mm-hmm. catheter, or venous closure, like the call-in is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And that uses radio frequency or radio energy to develop heat. But both processes require heating up the inside of the vessel to cause that healing closing process.
And so, Dr. LeGraze, for those people, and I'm looking at the pictures, and I literally came in because I feel like I'm one of those candidates as well. Does the procedure have to be repeated, or is it a one-time procedure?
The chance of having recurrence is about 3%.
Okay.
So most patients do not require repeat treatments.
Okay. Now, so let's skip over to those people that don't have as extensive of problems in their legs. They don't have those big, bulging, dark veins, but they have more spider veins that still cause tired, sort of heavy legs and swelling. How do we help those people?
Well, the spider veins are treated by a different process, and that's a process called sclerotherapy.
Okay.
And what it involves basically is injecting a solution into the vein, and the solution causes the vein to become irritated, and it causes that closing process. So instead of using heat, we use a chemical reaction, essentially. And some doctors use saline, which is a salt solution. We use a different medicine that causes the process to cause a little bit less burning when you inject it.
And so for those women, what is their recovery time? And if you have like a series of spider veins, because you know how they sort of like they start and then they branch out like a branch, you know, would all of that be able to be treated and both legs be able to be treated in
Absolutely.
The same setting?
For sure. We usually treat patients for about 30 minutes, and depending upon how many you have and how long you've been saving them, it might take a couple of treatments to get it all taken care of. The whole process usually takes about 30 minutes in the office. Patients have some discoloration that might last for a couple weeks afterwards, and then we'd have them come back in about 4 weeks to recheck them.
Okay, now this is a question that probably people are asking. Does the color of your skin or the pigmentation of your skin have any effect on the results? You know, if you have lighter skin or sort of darker skin, you know, will we see any sort of variation in the results?
Well, obviously patients with lighter skin will notice pigmentation more, but the pigmentation comes from the blood that was in the veins as it breaks down. And the larger the spider vein, well, the more blood that there is in the vein. And so those patients might have a little bit more more discoloration. We do some different treatments in the office to remove some of that blood after it's clotted, after it's been treated,
mm-hmm.
to help decrease that pigmentation process. That is certainly one side effect of sclerotherapy.
Okay, and so after you have this procedure, you have it on a Friday, you give the instructions on what patients should do over the weekend, but they're fully ready to go back to work, go back to school, whatever it is, and resume their daily lives really on Monday.
Absolutely. My aunt, who was 65, that had it done, was able to watch my kids after a couple of days.
Wow. And so let's speak to those women, Dr. LeGrays, that are in their 60s and in their 70s and have dealt with this for years, have dealt with the swelling and even the pain, and didn't really know that it was an effect of varicose veins. It's not too late for those women to come in and get treated either, is it?
No, if the legs are bothering you and you've been dealing with this for a long time, it's certainly worth looking at.
Absolutely. And before you've got to go, Dr. LeGrays, because I know you've got a busy schedule this morning, tell people what you think is the single most important thing that they need to know about varicose veins and the procedures that you do daily.
I think the most important thing to let patients know that varicose veins are not dangerous. They're not going to cause major problems like gangrene or their legs to fall off. Varicose veins are chronic, tiresome problem that just seems to bother you on a regular basis until eventually you just can't take it. But if you get to that point, we're certainly here to take a look and see what we can do to help make your legs feel better.
And I would take it even further than that, Dr. LeGrays, before they get to that point. I mean, because there are so many women that are struggling and did not know that the procedure was really easy, very simple, paid for by insurance. And so why wait until you get to that point of almost no return? Why not just go in and have a consultation and talk about this procedure and how they can get it done? And let me give your information, Dr. LeGrays. They can phone you for a consultation at 337-289-9700. You guys also have a website located at www.acadianavascular.com. And I'll spell that out. You're right up the road in Lafayette. And as I understand it, you're seeing quite a few people from Central Louisiana.
Absolutely.
And so, Dr. LeGrays, we want to thank you for spending what we know is the busiest part of your morning and the best, hopefully the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We're going to have hopefully many more conversations, not only about veins, but about many of the other things that you do as well. It's great information, and we look to see you on point again very soon.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a great experience.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Dr. LeGrays. Hey, everybody, it's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. We hope you're on your way. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and guess what? You're on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
and can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're winding down this morning. It's 8:29. I hope you're on your way this morning and having a great wind down Wednesday. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. And might I also add, they are also partnering with Team OPT to eradicate breast cancer. Stop by any of the locations in Alexandria and Gina, Southern Heritage Bank, and purchase a pink ribbon. Show your solidarity and your support for saying no to breast cancer. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary, get the best channels, the best wiring, plus HD All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. It has been a quiet hurricane season so far, but you still need to be on point with your insurance, your home, auto, and life. You can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, creating real solutions for you and your family.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Well, everybody, I don't know about you, but this is just smart talk for smart people. Who knew that taking care of varicose veins could be so easy? Our phone lines have literally been ringing off the hook. So let me give you the number once again to Acadiana Vascular Center, Vascular and Endovascular Surgery. It is 337-289-9700. Yes, they're in Lafayette. It's right up the road. They're located at 155 Hospital Drive, Suite 410. Again, their number 337-289-9700, or visit their website at www.acadiana, that's A-C-A-D-I-A-N-A, vascular, V-A-S-C-U-L-A-R.com. Dr. Christopher LeGrais has been our guest this morning. He is doing lots and lots of varicose vein treatment, and I too went to see him, and I'm convinced after looking at a lot of the before and after pictures, you know, we're people, even though we're Southerners, we're like, you got to show me to believe it. And the results are absolutely, they're unbelievable. I mean, people that have had really, really bad veins have gone in and had these procedures and had excellent results. And the fact that there's no real downtime is really, really a great benefit. And an even greater benefit is that your insurance pays for it. So let me tell you what you need to do. You need to phone for a consultation. And if you're one of those women, as I said, many of us, we love our high heels. And guess what? The heels have gotten even higher. So that means even more challenges for our legs. You love high heels, and then you stand in them all day. And you've got either varicose veins, as Dr. LeGrais described, or you have spider veins, and they're making your legs sort of heavy and tired, and you're seeing swelling. Well, these are the symptoms that you need to articulate to the doctor when you go in for a consultation. I'm going to tell you, he is a beautiful facility there. It's like almost going into a spa-esque kind of atmosphere to go in and have the treatment. And they look at your legs and they tell you what you're going to need. And it only takes about 30 to 40 minutes to have the procedure done. It is painless. And then you walk out after a period of time, you walk out and you resume your daily life. And so if you're one of those people, and I have talked to women, countless women that say, I no longer wear shorts, or I no longer show a little leg. And even though we're in our 40s, and on into our 50s or so, we want to be sort of hot, but we want to be moderately hot. We want to still look good. DC's laughing at me. I mean, you know, we don't want to be hot where we're wearing booty shorts. I'm not talking about that kind of hot, but I'm saying, you know, ladies, you feel me. DC is, he's dying laughing. I mean, let's face it. We're living longer. We're more athletically inclined. We're taking better care of our bodies, many of us, and we want to be able to look good. I mean, and part of that means not a short skirt or a short dress, but a dress where it shows maybe from the knee down, you know, and you have these veins and you want to get rid of them. I feel you. I am there. Listen, after pregnancy, it just does things to some women. And as I said, I probably just didn't recover. My body wasn't as resilient as a lot of women. Some women, he said, they get these varicose veins during pregnancy and they dissipate shortly thereafter. Well, if you're like me and it didn't happen for you, here's what you do. there is a solution, and your health care provider will pay for it. But you do need to go in and express that you're having some issues. They're not going to just take care of it cosmetically. You know, if you're having tiredness, and I know many of you are, swelling and pain from it, then your insurance provider, chances are, will take care of it. Again, here's the number. It's 337-289-9700. Again, this is Acadia Vascular Center, the Acadiana Vascular Center, 155 Hospital Drive, Suite 410 in Lafayette, Louisiana, right up the road. I don't know about you ladies, but I feel hopeful on this Wind Down Wednesday. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 8:35. You hear the music. You know what it means. I got to take a break. Stay with us. But we're back after this.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We want to encourage everybody, remind everybody, we're about 6 weeks out from the race for the cure. About six weeks. So if you have not gone to www.comanacadiana.org to register for the race, what in the world are you waiting for? www.comanacadiana.org. Go and register. Register for Team OPT / Sylvia's. Actually, I keep calling it OPT, but it's On Point Talk and Sylvia's. We have partnered together to make our team even bigger, even better, and even greater this year. And we want to see your face at the race. All you've got to do is go to the website. If you need help, you can give us a call at our offices, 318-445-5658. You can also go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. We've got great footage from races in the past. We're looking forward to this race. You know, we get really, really excited because it is an opportunity for all of us to come together in solidarity and support of those women that are battling breast cancer, those women that have gone home to be with the Lord but were valiant in their battle, and also those women that are survivors. You know, we want to go out. We want to show our support. Let me tell you something. We're going to be talking a lot about it in the next days and weeks before the race, but there are so many people in this community that have fought blood, sweat, and tears to make this race a possibility right here in Central Louisiana. When many said we weren't big enough to have a race, well, I'm going to tell you, we do it big in Central Louisiana, and we need your support. We know that 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be stricken by breast cancer. So if you've got 8 sister friends, chances are one of them is going to have and be diagnosed with breast cancer. That's why we're telling you about early detection. The money that we raise and work so hard to have come into our community, 75% of it stays right here for those free mammograms that I beg you every single morning to phone Cabrini Hospital and ask about your free mammogram. It doesn't matter if you have insurance. It doesn't matter if you're uninsured. All you've got to do is fill out a simple form and go into the beautiful spa area and have your mammogram. Just be 40 years old or older, and that's how you can connect. 318-487-1122. Remember, Diane Kitts is your contact person. And let me just thank J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. Not only do they offer effective pest control services for your home, but for your business as well. And I don't know about you, but we're going to have somebody come out the frogs in our driveway. The frogs are, it's like they're overtaking. I don't know if people are having frog problems or what it is, if they've just hatched a bunch of frogs. But this morning before we got in the vehicle, we had to defrog it. So whatever your pests are, J&J Exterminating can help you. All you've got to do, it doesn't matter what part of the state you're in, they've got somebody literally at every corner of the state. All you've got to do to find out where your J&J is call 800-819-5323. They've got an incredible team. They'll send somebody out at absolutely no cost to you and give you an assessment, and then they'll do better than that. They'll help you to create an affordable plan so that you can rid yourself, your home, your business, whatever it is, of the pests that are bugging you. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they're right on point with removing your doubts. And if you've had an accident, they'll also send a tow truck out to pick your vehicle up, and then they'll get it repaired back to its original state. Our friends at McDonald's of Pineville, they are also proud partners with Team OPT. When you're having lunch, having breakfast, please stop by, purchase a pink ribbon. They're $1. It helps us to eradicate and eviscerate breast cancer. Also, our friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Three locations here in the city and the Twin Cities. All you've got to do is go by the Heart. They've got several ways that you can be the change that you want to see. They've got pins. They've got ribbons. Oh, they've got just great, great little items for breast cancer awareness. So let's pink out our town. Let's pink out the OPT network. You can also pink out at Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, it's centrally located. They've got pink ribbons there. They, too, are proud sponsors with Team OPT to eviscerate breast cancer. Y'all, we're partnering with everybody. We're shouting it from the microphone. We are shouting for women to have early detection, to be the change that you want to see in your own life. But only you can do that. This is why we continue to have these conversations. Hey, everybody, it's 8:45. Can you believe it? The morning is winding down just as the week is. I got to take a break here, but you're on point. Stay with us. Back after this. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:51. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Don't forget, Darlene St. Romain and her team are hosting the second annual Pink Party for the Cure. They, too, are partners with the OPT Network in being the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. For more information about Sylvia's Caring Companions or about the Pink Party, the number to phone, 318-346-2540, or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. And you know, as we wrap up this morning, we could not wrap up without remembering 9/11. This Wednesday marks the 12th anniversary of a day that no one in America could ever forget. The attacks of September the 11th forever changed our nation, not only through the tragic loss of lives, but also by the remarkable courage that those who made ultimate sacrifices. And I don't think that there's one single person that, even looking back 12 years ago, can't remember where you were and what you were doing when you either heard the news or someone called you and you turned on your television and you saw the horror of what the world was seeing. You saw those planes literally crash into the Twin Towers. And DC and I were saying this morning as we awoke that we can remember being in Prairieville, in our home, in bed, and getting a call saying, America is under attack. Did you know? And we said, this has got to be a joke. Well, we turned on our television in horror, just like the millions of Americans and the world did. And today we're reflecting on the nearly 3,000 victims of 9/11, the day the terrorist attacks spurred two other long-running conflicts in the Middle East and in New York. There are hundreds and probably even thousands of families and victims that stood silently, many holding photos of their loved ones. And as bagpipes played, they remembered their loved ones. And I can remember watching the news footage, and I can remember sitting at the television crying with the families that were desperately looking for their loved ones and showing pictures and seeing reporters in a way that we probably have never seen reporters before, literally crying as well, trying to make it through the story. So as you go about your day today, let's not forget those 3,000 plus people that perished that day and the families that are probably healing, but that void that is never, never going to go away as they remember today and remember those planes that crashed into the World Trade Center's, the Twin Towers, and then another plane that day that crashed into the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., and then the fourth that plunged into the ground near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And, you know, just thinking about it, it's a daunting thought. And as we drop our kids off to school, as we go about our day, you know, you just think that we expect, and we should expect, that everything is going to be okay. But what we're learning every day is that there are really, really sick people in the world that come to kill, steal, and destroy, whether it's adults, whether it's children, whomever it is, that there are people in the world. And hopefully our world is a lot safer than it was 12 years ago. Many people, many organizations, our government has made changes. We know how challenging it is now just to board an airplane. And anytime you get discouraged or you get frustrated, all we need do is think back to the incidences on 9/11, and it will give us all a humility for the people who have to do what they do. It will give us a patience because it is literally saving all of our lives. And I got an email, and they are encouraging people that today would be a national day of service and remembrance, a day to give back to your community by reading to children, by refurbishing local schools or planting a garden, just something that you can do in service of your community, in service of someone else. And, you know, sometimes when things happen and they seem to be so far away from us, you think, well, that only happens in places like New York and Pennsylvania and Washington. But the fact of the matter is that tragedy can strike anywhere, and we're seeing that. And so as you go about your day, I hope that, as many Americans did, they took a few minutes of silence for those planes that crashed into the towers and into the Pentagon and into the ground, that you would stop just for a moment, find your center, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and remember all of those people who perished and all of the people who perish and continue to perish for our safety. You know, all too often we forget about the people that are on the front lines of freedom and the sacrifice that they and their families make on a daily basis. We forget about our military. We forget about the young boys, literally, and young girls that go over and fight these wars so that we can have the freedoms that we all enjoy and many of us take for granted. And we've said it many, many times on this show, freedom is not free. There is a price that we pay for freedom, and the price are many, many lives that have been lost. And so as you're going about your day, we don't want to forget. We want to get better, but we don't want to forget those people who perished and those families that are still trying to pull their lives together. It is something that each and every one of us would do good to put on our heart this morning and to share with our kids. Many of our kids weren't even born when that happened or were too little to understand. And so we just wanted to remind you about that. We know it's in the media, it's in the news. A lot of people are going to be talking about it. And sometimes you wonder, what can I do? We can pray. We can pray for those families. We can pray for peace. We can pray for the leaders that lead the free world and pray that they make the right decisions. Pray that they have wisdom to do what is right for America. And you know, that is a daunting task. And no matter what political affiliation you are, we all have our views. And I don't think nobody wants to see more American bloodshed. We want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget, love yourself. And in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.